Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County. Beautiful start to the work week, mostly sunny skies, high near 85, clear tonight, nice cool temperature for Riley so he can open up the windows and get a nice breeze going through.
I'm 60 assuming. Is a good temperature. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree with you.
Right on.
Right on.
Might be the first time ever that somebody's actually agreed with Joel Riley in the first minute of the show.
It's crazy.
Wow. What is going on?
I knew there was
Deb
something
Dingus.
I liked about Deb.
We have transwarped into a new reality.
Right on. Right on.
Tuesday sunny with a high near 88. All right. Forget all that weather stuff. Here's a Licking Valley proud resident.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
Going right to football.
Are you ready for Friday night in Sheridan?
Well, yeah. Of course. It is official time for Licking Valley to get out there and, you know, really win.
Take care of business.
Yep. Take care of business.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure as you're watching a game, though, you're tuned into Buckeye Country 107.7 so you could hear us call the game. I don't even have to ask. I know you do that.
Of course.
I know that happens. Your husband,
Math teacher, high school. Yep.
Explain to everybody what he did. He got help, obviously had help, but this summer did a really neat thing out there. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, he's pretty proud. Him and a handful of colleagues out there put together a 9-hole frisbee golf course. You know, you throw the frisbee and it hits the chains and it's like a little basket. And so if you want to go play 9 holes of frisbee golf, head on out to Licking Valley High School and check it out.
Now, have you played it?
I have not played it yet. I have not, but I want to get out there and do it.
Now, I see you as somewhat competitive.
Me?
So if you and the husband get out there, what's going to happen?
I'm going to win. Of course.
Well, I mean, you didn't even bat an eye. It's like, I'm going to win.
Right.
You know,
there.
You give me a challenge, Dave.
That is true. Uh-huh. Something tells me you do like the challenges. But it's an exciting time. You said that you were over there helping your husband get his class ready for school. They start back tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's exciting. I love, you know, when school starts back up. There's just an excitement about it. And, you know, schools are at the heart of our communities. Really are.
Well, you like it, too, if you're a parent, because you get the kids out of the house.
Yeah, there's that, too.
I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Although, once they're all moved out and they're graduating from college, then you miss them. You're like, I miss those days, you know?
We're going to get into Week of Caring here, but real quick, your daughter is now over at the United Way.
Yeah.
So that's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Is it yes or no?
I never thought that would happen in a million years. You know, you raise your kids. She went off to grad school, had a full ride to Bowling Green to study pure mathematics. She graduated from Otterbein. With 2.5 degrees, 3 years in mathematics, communications, and data science. And she was up there, and, you know, a lot's happening in the world. And she kind of said, I don't know that I want to grade math papers 60 hours a week. I think I want to really give back to the community. And so that's kind of how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just jumped in there with both feet. And, of course, you know, she's been with me or her dad her entire life, either at church or at United Way over at school, and so it's kind of in the blood.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I do like that. All right, we got you in here today because there's a lot. I mean, even more. Thank God Juan came in here. He's like, hey, we got this, we got this, we got this. But the first big thing coming up is Week of Caring.
Yeah.
Let's remind folks when and what's going to be happening.
Yeah, so Week of Caring, we kick off September 12th, 11:30 to 12:30 at the Canal Market. We will have food provided, and we are inviting folks from across Licking County, as we do every year, to come together. We have dozens of service projects, hundreds of volunteers that will go out throughout the entire week, giving back to the community with some really great hands-on service opportunities. Everything from painting to construction to counting and sorting and you name it, cleaning. There's something for everybody to do.
Now, how many volunteers usually are involved in this? Because people, I don't think, understand. There's quite a few, but
hundreds,
you need more. You could always
use
more.
We could always use more because we will have to limit or turn down some of those projects based on the volunteers that we get. And again, there's something for everybody to do. They're across the county. And I couldn't name exactly where all of them are sitting here this morning, but literally in all corners of the county.
How do you prioritize which ones you do? I mean, based on volunteers, that's got to be a really tough decision.
It is. A part of it is, you know, if you get yours in early and we've got volunteers who are looking early, then we can match it up. And then what happens as we get closer to the event, maybe we get volunteers who say, I only want to do this. Ah. But, well, then we don't have a project to do this. Then we're scrambling to find a project to do this. Or likewise, if you're late to the draw and you say, hey, we really need a group of volunteers to come clean out our walk-in refrigerator, you know, somewhere, and we don't have volunteers that want to, you know, stand in a cold refrigerator all day, although I can't imagine why not when it's 90
not
degrees out.
Not this time of year. Sign me up for
then
that.
Then we have to, you know, turn them down. So it is kind of a, you know, first come, first serve, trying to match people's, you know, interests up with the projects that we have.
So are, so folks understand, you're taking requests for projects right now still?
I can't say for sure. I think we're pretty tight right now because we have a lot of requests. I think we're still looking for volunteers is what we really need.
And that's an easy thing to go to your volunteer hub, correct?
Correct. And sign up. You can sign up as an individual, which is really neat, though. If you're a company or a corporation, like you all come out and do a service project, it's a great team building opportunity as well. And it's a good way to give back.
Well, I got stuck painting again this year, and the guy downstairs, I think he did it on purpose because he knows I hate it. And Juan, I say this every year, I need you to find something that I can do that's not painting, please, so I can just...
Stacking, folding, something like that.
The hygiene hub. I would love to just pack the stuff for the kids to the hygiene hub, but those are the kind of fun things you can do. And, you know, you talk about it, you know, it's kind of a work experience.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to paint, I will admit, when we were over at Lakewood and we painted their gazebo
over
there,
we had a blast.
We had a lot of fun.
I would choose painting over on a hot day like this, doing some of the weeding and pulling, you know, out in the gardening. It depends. You know, I don't mind doing that stuff really early in the morning or late at night, but when it's 95 degrees out in the middle of the day, pulling tall weeds out that are taller than you, I'd rather paint.
This from the woman who goes out and chops down trees all the time with her husband. What are you talking about?
Well, we've already got our dates on the calendar for our cutting our trees down this fall, but it's a little cooler.
I'll give you that. No doubt about it. Hey, talking about the hygiene hub, and we'll get back to Week of Caring in a second, but boy, that hygiene hub in all the high schools now. I mean, it's been such a great program.
Yeah, we are thrilled. We just did the Lakewood convocation the other day, and we were talking with them over there and talking a little bit about it. We are in every public high school in Licking County. We've got a roundtable coming up soon to get expanding in all of the middle schools. And now we have some groups that are working with seniors or at some of our pantries asking, what can we do to get more hygiene? Folks are in need. And we've seen an increase at our food pantries and now an increase with people looking for hygiene. So that's where we are. And we're just glad that we can partner with individuals who want to make donations of hygiene. We've had already a lot of companies who've really rallied around this, and they'll bring in boxes and boxes of hygiene. And then we've got to get it counted and sorted and get it out to the high schools. And we want to be able to restock them throughout the year. So, you know, as we kick off, you know, really officially, although we've been doing it year round, our campaign, we're also out there encouraging companies. This is a great way to do a very tangible campaign. Collect, donate hygiene. Hygiene is one of the leading indicators that also contribute to truancy in schools. If kids don't feel like they look good or smell good, they don't want to risk, you know, having those stares or those comments. They won't come to school.
Yeah.
And so this is an easy way to help kids stay in school, make them feel, you know, good about themselves. And it's an easy way that we can help. The costs of everything are going up. And if we can help make a dent in those costs, you know, at the checkout lane, that's what we're about.
So how does that work, Deb? Then is it they're just set boxes that you folks will put together and drop off at the schools? Is there something in the schools where, like, you know, the blessing boxes? I see that at Kroger and Pataskala where people can just put food in, then whatever somebody needs, they take. Is that how it works with these? The kids, their shelves and they say, okay, today I need deodorant? Or is it put in a box so it's discreet?
It's a little bit different in every school. So we have to work with what the schools have. Some schools have a little more space than others. For the most part, we have cabinets that are there, or they'll have a closet or a spot like in the guidance counselor's area or the nurse's room. And kids can come and just say, I need laundry detergent. I need feminine hygiene. I need deodorant. And no questions asked.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have a high schooler who says, I need laundry detergent. You know, they need it.
Yeah. And folks can donate these items or money to you guys down at your new office.
Absolutely.
I mean, just drop it off.
Absolutely. Any day. Drop off some hygiene, or if you want to make a contribution to hygiene to help out our students across the county, please do that. You know, I want to remind you that 41% of all households at the end of 2023 were in the ALICE demographic. That was at the end of 23. We're looking at projections probably being over 50% at the end of 24.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what's going to happen with 25 as we see those stable state and federal assisted programs going away around food benefits and Medicare. We're going to look at kids who are going to struggle with food at school even more so.
Yeah.
So help us out. Yeah.
Week of Caring, before we take a break, go back to that. You said there's going to be a food. There's going to be, it's kind of a party atmosphere. I mean, we're down there playing music and everybody hyped up. And then you kind of have board members and those talk. But I mean, it is a fun day to learn a little bit about what's going to be.
It is. So, you know, we'll have lunch and we'll have a variety of folks there. We've had anywhere, between about 100 folks there coming and going. They pick up their T-shirts, get sent out on their projects. You hear about what's going on with United Way. We usually announce our pledge amount from our board members and our staff that day. The other thing we're going to have is going to be the Stuff the Bus. We're actually going to have a school bus at the Week of Caring kickoff, and we're putting out there, and we're hoping this will be an annual thing, Stuff the Bus. Just load up the bus with hygiene so we can get the hygiene right back out to the schools. So you can bring it that day and help us stuff the bus.
Is there a particular item, or is it just across the board? Just bring
it
whatever.
It is across the board. I tell you, though, deodorant. Mm-hmm. My husband says there's nothing like, you know, a freshman classroom. And so I know he's been a teacher, you know, for decades now. And many of the teachers would pull these things, you know, with their own expenses. Okay. They'd buy boxes or cases of deodorant or things and say, if you need it, take it, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So just bring some hygiene product, doesn't matter, whatever.
Toothbrushes, toothpaste, any hygiene product that you would use, guarantee you somebody else might need it as
and
well.
And usually at the kickoff event, Deb, there's usually Newark High School student presence.
Correct.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll usually have high schoolers there as well, and they go out and do projects. And we've got some other high schoolers from other school districts with their National Honor Society or their service clubs that will participate in the week as well.
Yeah. But again, bring those hygiene items. And what day again and times?
So come on over there. Our Week of Caring kicks off on September 12th, 11:30.
Yep, and we'll be down there as well having some fun. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town with Deb Dingus on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today is Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day today, high near 85, clear tonight, low near 60, and then Tuesday, just another picture-perfect day, sunny with a high near 88. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Week of Caring and the kickoff and the Stuff the Bus. Man, I'll tell you what, Deb, it really gets busy it's always busy, don't get me wrong, but you guys got a lot coming up. Maybe talk about some of these other events that are going to be taking place after Week of Caring.
Yeah, so also coming up in September 18th, our Women's Affinity Group has one of its quarterly events, and this is going to be an awesome topic. It's Caring for the Caregiver. It'll be at the Davis Shea House at 5 o'clock. And this is an opportunity to learn about, you know, the struggles right now that being a caregiver brings. And as our population continues to age and people are living longer, we realize that caregivers have such an important role. And they're that, you know, essential worker, too, that's often overlooked. But gosh, I don't know what we would do without caregivers. So we're going to have an opportunity to learn about that, and then we're going to be packing up what we call some personal blessing bags for caregivers to just make their day a little bit better. And, you know, just a reminder, our Women's Affinity Group, we're focused on projects that really help improve the lives for women and children here in Licking County.
The caregiver thing is big. I mean, we've got friends right now that are dealing with parents who are having serious issues. And, you know, we were talking. I'm like, man, you got to make sure his mom is taking care of his dad. I'm like, you got to make sure she gets a break. You got to do something.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Deb, it is so stressful.
Yeah.
You hear some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, so if they come to this, is it just going to be like, here are opportunities, here are resources, or here's something that might help you with that if they come to this event?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit about the way we care for caregivers and what's unique to being a caregiver. Melissa Owens from Licking County Aging Partners will be sharing with us, will be our speaker that evening. And again, sharing, you know, what does our community need with caregivers and what's involved?
Mm-hmm. And I know the governor has made that a focal point. They're trying to get different legislation passed to maybe pay folks who are need some help with that. Because
the stay home.
Yeah. It's tough.
Often, do I quit my job or stay home? I can't afford to put my loved one in an assisted living. So there are some really tough choices that we have to make when we're caring for folks. And it doesn't have to just be for our seniors, but we have a lot of younger people, too, who may be disabled, right, who just can't care for themselves. Somebody has to provide caregiving.
Is there a fee to go to this this event at the Davis Shea House?
There is a registration fee. It's $25, and they can go online and register.
Okay.
And that just covers basically the food for the evening and the facility there at the Davis Shea.
Yeah, no
doubt
about
always. We always have a really good time.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you've got that. And then right from there, you're rolling into Beyond the Bridge, and I know it's in October.
Yeah. So, you know, homelessness and housing is a passion that United Way has been focused on for a number of years. And we've got some things that are happening in our community and many communities around homelessness and housing. As you know, Newark passed the ordinance making it illegal for public camping. We've got a home court set up to help those folks once they are they have that opportunity to participate in and to get folks the services they need. But this is a really huge, huge problem. And not one program, not one approach is going to continue to work on this issue. So we've got a premiere screening of a movie called Beyond the Bridge. We will be utilizing the Midland Theater. And it'll be free to the public. It'll be a screening. We've also got an invite-only event prior to that for stakeholders and developers and folks that want to come and learn about ways that we might creatively tackle the issue of homelessness and housing in Licking County. Tim Bubb will kick off the movie that evening at 6:30. And it is, again, to continue to spur the conversation and encourage folks to not give up, to keep working on these issues. It's a growing problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going in the direction we obviously like. And with the current economy and with some of the new legislative orders that we have, we're putting more and more people in a vulnerable, economic, fragile condition.
Are you involved? Is the United Way doing anything with the home court?
We attend, and if folks need things like IDs, we've got a number of folks that are coming over. We also have a program in-house now providing state IDs and birth certificates, because sometimes folks need that as their first step to get access to some of the services or to be able to rent an apartment or things like that. So we're providing that, and then just providing linkage to other services.
Yeah. You know, it was funny. I had Stephanie Dunlap in here not too long ago, and she was talking about how they took over the reentry program and talking about that very thing with state IDs and birth certificates.
Yep.
Because for a lot of these folks, if they can't get any of that, they can't move on. They're kind of stuck in that cycle.
Correct.
So she's, I know she does that. Trish Perry, I know, does it at Newark Homeless Outreach. But that's a huge issue. And I don't think a lot of people understand how bad that is.
Yeah. Friday, I was leaving the office. We had eight people in looking for birth certificates and IDs. So there's a huge need for those things. And you don't think about it until, gosh, where's my birth certificate? And sometimes, you know, people have moved from place to place or they get misplaced, you know. So it becomes a barrier. And so if we can just help with that little piece, that's another way to help.
How's the new offices?
We are enjoying the new offices. We are so appreciative of all of that painting and that hard work.
Hey.
Dave. We had the ribbon cutting. Was it last week, 2 weeks ago?
It was a few weeks ago,
yeah. We were really happy. We thought we'd get, you know, maybe a dozen or so folks, and I think we had over 85, 90 people crammed in there. And it was great. We had Commissioner Bubb talked about the history of the building, the oldest church building. The original center part of the building goes back to 1834. Imagine that. And it's been a few different things over the years. So he kicked it off, and Mayor Hall was there, and the chamber was there. Ben, our board president, said a few words, and we cut the ribbon, had some streamers, and it was a great day.
My timing was impeccable because I got there after the politician spoke. So I was, was perfect timing on my part. I'm like,
And so what's that new facility? What's that doing for the community?
So what it's allowed us to do now is to open that up to utilize it as a community meeting space. We've had a number of community meetings. We've also had a couple of educational opportunities in there. We had an educational opportunity around public education and what we can do to support public education. United Way continues, you know, to believe in the role of public education in our communities. And so that's just one example. We've had others in there, and we're excited about that. It gives us a lot of flexibility as we continue to partner with the community.
And I remember being down there that day, and you mentioned, and now you just said you had people walking in Friday. It's just so much more visible for you folks than where you were before at the works up high on the second or third floor. I can't remember. I mean, at least folks now that if they're like, okay, I need some help with something, you've got to spot where you can see it and go right in there.
We're street level. So that's the other thing we're seeing is that people are just stopping in. We're visible. We're accessible to the everyday person who wants to connect with United Way. We're approachable. And we're there to help everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Going back to Week of Caring, that's coming up. Folks got, they want to volunteer, get involved, jump on board, get on the website, the Volunteer Hub, correct?
Get on, yes, the Volunteer Hub. Go to our website and you can find links to that. But, you know, the other thing that's really big right now, too, Dave, is just our general campaign. And we've been known for that for 93 years. Running an annual campaign. The dollars are so important now more than ever. So many of our not-for-profits also have other funding streams. We talked to a not-for-profit the other day, boom, like that, $200,000 gone out of their budget, not coming back. We also regularly were the administrators for a FEMA program, $90 to $120 annually that would come into the county for emergency food and shelter dollars. In January, we were told those dollars are on pause. We have no indication those dollars are going to be available this year. Those dollars affect things like the, you know, Food Pantry Network and Catholic Social Services and Salvation Army. And I mean, the basics, our safety net programs. So the dollars right now, Dave, and I feel like I say this every year, but I really do mean it. They are so critical for helping the most vulnerable people in our community. And what do we mean by vulnerable? We mean people who are, for the most part, many of them working full-time jobs, who are struggling, living paycheck to paycheck. And at the end of 23, that was 41% of Licking County. In Newark, it was 52%. That's half of every household in Newark that's struggling. And so the programs that we fund are helping people keep their jobs, stay in their houses, provide childcare, help with food, help with housing, and all of those essentials. Help with caregiving that folks need.
How can folks access that Alice report? Is it still on the website if they want to look at that and read?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, you and I both know that, oh, it's just Deb or it's just Dave. They're talking about it. Let me see some stats. So they can get online and look at that?
Yeah, go to UnitedWayLC.org and look at our local reports. Or they can go to UnitedForAlice.org. We have 15 years worth of data for every township and every county. I think right now, 37 states across the United States. That's a heck of a lot of data, and we keep that up. We roll about a year behind. But it's really important because the facts matter, and we're going to keep those databases up to date so the folks can see what's out there.
Well, again, Week of Caring kicks off in September. We'll be down there and have a lot of fun. Now, again, are you a horn blower to Licking Valley Game? That's all I want to know. Because if you are, I'll be like, could somebody get her, please? Are you one of those?
I don't need a horn. I can scream loud enough. You don't know how loud I can get, Dave.
That is shocking to me. Because you're always kind of just, I know you're passionate about a lot of things, but I just can't see you being one of those fans that's, come kill me.
No, I'm horrible. I'm standing, I'm screaming, I'm waving, you know. It's great therapy every Friday. So get out there.
Great therapy. That's the best I can say about high school football. It's great therapy.
Yeah.
Deb, as always, I appreciate you coming in. Juan, even though we didn't have you on the air, pleasure to have you in here and finally get to put a face with everything. So thank you so much. Be sure to join us Wednesday as Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown will be in talking a lot about things going on with the Licking County Health Department.